Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lycoparo Valley Culture Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report this morning, and Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. We're going to start things off here now at 8:30 in the morning in the spring sports. We have eight spring sports with an additional one this year, boys volleyball. So we got a lot of coaches to talk to every Saturday morning, so we start at 8:30, and we normally start with the two golf coaches. So talking to Kip Stender right now on girls golf, and welcome back, Kip, for another year.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. So let's introduce your team.
Okay. We have two seniors, and they are the captains, Molly Halverson and Kate Alstead. Molly's lettered 5 years. She's been a five-time all-conference golfer, four-time all-stater, and placed twice at state. Kate's lettered 4 years. She's been all-conference and a state qualifier. Then we have a junior, Peyton Sachs, is lettered 3 years. She's been a two-time all-conference golfer and a state qualifier. And our other returning letter winner was America Villa. She's a ninth grader, and she lettered last year, and that was her first year out. The team was academic all-state last year also. We do have a nice number of girls that came out this year, some young girls, and starting with Brianna Borsted, who's an 11th grader, Peyton Redepenning in her second year is a 9th grader, Fernanda Bloss, a 9th grader in her second year, Micaiah Thompson, an 8th grader, Lisbon Bortsgaard is a 7th grader, Harper Valla, 7th grader, Evie Young, a 7th grader, and Haven Anderson, a 7th grader. So those girls will be competing for a couple spots on varsity, and it should be very, very competitive. They're swinging the club really well inside, and we'll see how that is, can adjust to the outside conditions and in hitting on the ground versus on a mat.
Okay. Coaching staff?
Mark Halverson returns as a volunteer coach. He does a real nice job of working on the swing and the swing path and playing and all that, and I leave that all up to him. He does a good job teaching that with the girls, connecting with them. The girls have been really great working on little things, and so that's been nice. Lori Zeman is a C-Squad. The junior high JV is going to be called C-Squad this year for the conference for both boys and girls, so she'll be taking them to their meets and helping out as and practices as needed, and when we have varsity meets to make sure they have a coach on the course when they're practicing. So that's nice to have her on staff this year.
Okay. Well, the question we always ask at this time of the season, right before the season starts, is what teams in the conference and section look good this year?
Well, you know, Dawson Boyd is definitely a solid team. They're you know, two-time defending state champs. To me, they're still the best team in this conference and section, the team to beat. Community Christian is going to be right up there. They finished second in the sections last year. We finished second in conference to Dawson, and they finished third, and then we just kind of swapped in the sections and then ourselves. So, you know, the three of us will be very good teams. Probably two, three of the top three, four teams in the state. We're still at that level, but Dawson has got really good experience coming back, some really good golfers, and their fourth and fifth golfers last year did really well, their sixth golfers. So, you know, they lose a state champ, but they're going to step right up and replace that, I think. So.
Okay. Well, it's nice that you include yourself, too, because you've got four girls that are really experienced, and then get a couple that'll catch on, and it'll be fun watching them improve throughout the season as well. So
yeah, you know, we're we got nothing to lose. We're going to work really hard and have fun while we're doing that. And it's been a great 2 weeks of practice already. And, you know, we don't have our first meet is going to be April 11th, a dual meet with Southwest Christian in Oakdale. And then that following Tuesday, the Marshall tournament. So we got a few more weeks yet before competition. And we should be able to get outside on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday starting to look cold again. But Monday should be our first outside practice.
Okay. Well, it's nice to get outside once you've been inside, and then you have to go back inside. But eventually it'll warm up so you can get, another week and a half or so before you even start your competition. So let's talk about the teams, your schedule.
Okay. Let me bring it up here. I had it up. I'm like, okay. We start off, like I said, with Southwest Christian in Oakdale. We just added that this week. Bill Hoag's the coach of Oakdale. He owns some property out this way, and his wife is from Bellingham, I believe. So they spend a lot of time out here, have some hunting grounds and things like that. So he's a good guy that I met years ago. And so we're going to have that dual meet. And then we go to Marshall on the 14th. We have some changes in the conference. They're talking about kind of rescheduling some dates. Ortonville's conference meet is the same as the Marshall invite, and a lot of teams in our conference are at the Marshall invite, so Ortonville's going to find a different date. We will probably golf the McRae and the Central Minnesota Christian meets together in one day, make that an 18-hole event over in Raymond.
Yeah.
And so that'll change. Then we have, we host the first conference meet on the 20th of April, a Monday, at Madison. We do go to Worthington the Friday before that for a tournament. Then Dawson would be on the 23rd. Like I said, some of the conference ones could move around a little bit. Then we have Minneota Invitational on the 27th. The 28th is, that's probably when we'll have the Hawk Creek, McRae, and Central Minnesota Christian event. Let's see, Wilmer, there's a Wilmer, probably play in Wilmer on May 7th. We usually golf in the Wilmer tournament too. I don't know if they're having it this year, so we'll see if that happens. We have a Tyler Invitational on May 8th down at Tyler, the RTR Conference Championships, May 12th. So once we get going, it's just about a month, and you're into the postseason of conference on the 12th. And then we can go to the Benson Tournament, and we have then the following 20th is the section tournament, May 20th and 27th at Eagle Creek.
Okay.
So once we get into it, it'll all go fast.
Yeah, and then Oak Creek, that's down in the cities then, or?
Oakdale?
Or Oakdale, yeah.
Oakdale, yeah, that's, it's kind of south of Hutchinson, north of Buffalo Lake.
Okay.
So you would turn south on, right before you get to Hutchinson, at that little town with the butcher shop there. You take a right and go down about 10 miles, and then the golf course is right there. So nice course out on a lake there.
So he coaches where, at Hutchinson or?
Southwest Christian is in Chaska, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's got a ton of girls out, I think 30 plus. He's been a leader of the Christian Athletes Association, nationwide. I don't know if he's active in that as much anymore, but he was a good leader for that for many years.
And okay. Is that an 18-hole event? Or
yes, that'll be 18-hole.
Okay.
Yes.
So start off the year with an 18-hole, and talked to Barry Bessonen about this too a little bit, that the legs really aren't in shape at that time, so it takes a lot of wear and tear walking 18 holes right away.
Yeah, we'll try to, work on that a little bit. We've already, for years I've been telling the girls we're gonna run to warm up every practice, and then this year I finally did it. So yeah, we've been running every day.
Okay.
And Thursday, let's see, Wednesday, the nicer day this week, I sent the four varsity girls over to Appleton to hit some balls out on the hole four there, and
Okay. And
then the junior high girls were all, and they just, they warmed up, stretched out, and they just took off running. They didn't even have to tell them, so that was nice. So they're used to it, and one girl did say, she goes, I was going out for a sport that didn't have to run.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, they'll get the legs in shape and have to do that. The conference meets are just nine hole, except the
right.
One where you double up with at Raymond. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, thanks for the report this morning. I guess we won't talk to you next week, but in 2 weeks we'll give you a call probably as you're on your way to Oakdale. So
okay.
We'll hear all about the stuff here in 2 weeks. So okay.
I'll be able to probably, you know, let you know who the varsity is
sure.
that day, and you know it'll be some good competition. I think we've got some really good swings in the inside, and now we need to see how they adjust to the ground. You know, the club can hit the mat and skid a little bit and hit the ball pretty good yet, and when you're outside, it'll dig into the ground a little bit and it won't be as consistent. But they're looking really good. We've got a great future there. So
great. Okay, that's Skip Stender on girls golf. After the break, we'll be talking boys golf with Barry Bessman.
Stock up this week at the Country Butcher in Dawson on quality cuts and unbeatable prices. Fresh ribeye, $18 a pound. St. Louis-style ribs, just $4 a pound. Looking to fill your freezer? We've got you covered. Farm-raised Holstein Angus beef, just $4.90 a pound, hanging weight, includes processing. Cut exact well and enjoy the difference quality makes. Stop by the Country Butcher. They're located on Main Street, Dawson. They're open 10 to 5:30 Tuesday through Friday and Saturday 9 to 1, closed Sunday and Monday. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Oh, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to boys golf. And with me this morning, via the tape recorder, because you're down in the cities, Barry, watching the boys basketball tournament, but Barry Bessman, the golf coach. And I think in talking to you before we went on, you got a large number of kids out, maybe the most you've ever had.
Yeah, we do. We've got the most we've had in my this is my 16th year now, and this is the most by far. I think the most we had in one of my early years, we were about 15 maybe. We've got 21 kids this year, 7 through 12.
21. Good.
21. So,
12.
So I think compared to last year, we had 12. So,
oh.
So we've had a big increase from last year, and of
good.
Course we had a couple seniors last year too. So we've had quite an influx of new players.
Okay, well, let's introduce your team.
All right, so we start off, we've got one senior this year, who's Caden Stender, who has been a part of our varsity for a number of years, and returning letter winner with us. We got three juniors, one of whom is a returning letter winner in Grant Bierke. We also got first-timers Leo Borsted and Gavin Meyer that are playing. Sophomores, we got one returning letter winner there, and Noah Arndt. Who's again been playing varsity for a number of years. We also have Harris Borsted, who was with us the last couple of years. We have four freshmen, three of those who lettered last year, Griffin Kranz, Aaron Bond, and Ryan Bierke, and then we also have Hudson Kahn out for the first time. Our eighth grade group's a big group. We have seven eighth graders out from that. Yeah, it's seven of them. Three of them were with us last year in Broden Tilbury, Carson Tilbury, Keegan Culhane. We also added Jared Piotter, Brody Nygaard, Rick Ellingson, and Xander Mose. And then we have four seventh graders joining us as well. Landon Scullerud, Tustin Johnson, Grayson Deline, and Reagan Tasto to round out our group of 21.
Okay. You are a young team like you said you were, and have you been outside yet?
We were out on Wednesday. We did get outside. Okay. You know, they did have the pins in at the Madison course, so we did go outside on Monday, and we just had the high school kids there. We didn't have any junior high practice on Wednesday, and so we just had look at as a varsity JV type. So we had those kids out. He had a little bit of chipping and putting and went up and down a few holes and just trying to work some of the cobwebs out.
Sure.
It kind of looked like March 25th, so a little rust yet. You know, we're not very far into practice. But it was good to be out. Usually we're not outside on March 25th.
So no, that's right.
A nice surprise.
And with 21, do you have an assistant coach?
I do have an assistant this year. Good. I have Lori Zeman, who is a teacher at the high school, who is going to help out not only with our junior high and JV kids, I guess we're calling it C squad now this year, but also she would be able to work with the girls program as well in that capacity, so she'll be available for that for practices, and she will take those teams to their meets.
Okay. So let's... The usual question, what teams look strong conference-wise and section-wise?
Well, I would say right now I would put the favorite in the conference, you know, and in the section right now I would put it as Central Minnesota Christian.
Okay.
They return everybody, whereas some of us had some graduation losses, but they return everybody. Their one question mark is one of their key players who... had qualified for the state tournament last year as an individual, has been battling a knee injury from basketball, and there's the question of what his status is going to be, and we don't know. We'll find out when we start playing. Obviously a key player for them. But I say with everyone that they have back, I would put them as a favorite in both areas. I would, in the conference, I would say, Dawson Boyd will be competitive again. They lost one senior. I think we'll be competitive again. We lost two seniors, but we've also got, a pretty good young nucleus and with some returning kids as well. I think on the south side of the conference, I look at Mineota as probably being the best team down there. They are not in our section. So as far as a section, I'd probably go then with Central, Dawson, us. I think BB has got a lot of kids back. Benson's got a good young nucleus coming up. So, all things being equal, I would maybe put Central, a little bit ahead of everybody right now.
Okay. And when do you open up, weather permitting?
We are scheduled to open up on Friday, April 10th, down at the Worthington Invitational, which they usually get a pretty big field. Last year it was at least 15 teams, most of which are our schools from, it's kind of fun because we get to see some of the schools down in that corner that we don't see. So we're, obviously you get Worthington and we see Laverne and Pipestone and some of the smaller schools out of the Red Rock Conference down in that area too. And there are a couple other of our conference schools that are there, but. It's a new look for us, and we've been there the last few years, and actually we were able to win the tournament last year. So we'll, that's our opener schedule, here in a couple weeks.
That's 18 holes?
18 holes, yeah. I get the 1 o'clock tee time. So.
Okay. Now, in high school golf, I know before you always had to carry your clubs. Can you have a pull cart or something?
Yes, you can use push-pull carts. That has been around probably in the last,
I would say at least 10 years. I would say you get a, you know, some teams you see everybody using them. Some teams you don't. You know, last few years we've had a mix of kids that use it. I think we got a couple of. I think last year we had two, at least, you know, two maybe three that pushed them. And I think the rest, the others carried. So.
Okay.
But yeah, that's become a thing here. You know, more popular thing. Some people say it's, you know, they like it because you're not carrying, you're able to push. I think the downside would be, you know, uneven terrain and going up and down hills and you know, if you got wet surfaces or things like that, they could make it a little harder for the wheels to roll very well. So yeah, there's pros and cons to it. I guess I don't really care one way or the other if you know, people will do it or not. It's their own preference. So,
but to start out with, you gotta, that's a lot of walking, so they're not used to that, so they gotta work their way up there and get out and do some walking and to get ready
for
the season.
That was part of the Wednesday practice for us too, was
sure,
you know, not only were we able to hit outside, but we were able to get out and walk a little bit, and you know put the, you know, most of the kids were actually carrying, so
yeah,
so a little conditioning aspect as a part of that too, to get used to walking
right,
a little bit. And of course most of these kids have been doing other things, you know, a number of them played basketball, so
sure,
they hopefully should still have a little bit of conditioning from their winter season that can carry over and
okay,
you know, do workouts on their own too, you know, in the strength workouts and things like that. So I think many of them, it's probably, you know, a minor adjustment. For some, it might be a little more.
Yeah. Anything else, Barry?
No, I don't. I can't think of anything else. You know, I think, you know, just a couple of weeks here to get ready for the first event. And
right.
Once we get going, it'll be fast and furious.
Yeah, and we will not talk to you next week because you don't have anything till the end of next week, so we'll have to catch up with that in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll have to talk about the, I guess it'll be the Worthington event there after the, you know, and we play on the 10th, so after that.
Is that conference then?
No, that's just a, that's a,
no, I mean after Worthington.
That's just an 18-hole invitational in Worthington, so.
After Worthington?
After Worthington, we play the Marshall Invitational on Monday the 13th. Our first conference meet was scheduled for the 14th, but that's going to be rescheduled because that overlaps with Marshall as a boys and a girls invitational, and the girls invitational is scheduled for the 14th. And,
okay.
Most of our conference schools go to that invitational because we'll have the conference tournament in Marshall in May,
okay,
so they're going to reschedule the conference meet. We just haven't gotten a date yet. So.
Okay.
Otherwise, our first conference meet then would be looking at potentially, I think, the 20th in Madison. So.
Okay. Well, thanks for the chat this morning, introducing your team and talking about the season. And I guess we'll contact you in 2 weeks to find out about that Worthington tournament in 2 weeks, Barry.
All right. Sounds good.
Barry Besson on Boys Golf. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
It's official. Al's Mercantile in Dawson is now an authorized Milwaukee dealer. What does that mean for you? It means Al's Mercantile now stocks a wide variety of Milwaukee power tools, lawn tools, hand tools, plus gloves, eye protection, blades, bits, and all the accessories you need to get the job done right. And don't forget, look for monthly promotions to save even more. Al's Mercantile and Milwaukee, partnering together to help you do it best. Stop in today and be sure to follow Al's Mercantile on Facebook. Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, March 27th through Monday, March 30th in Theater 1. It's a love story, Wuthering Heights, rated R. That's Wuthering Heights in Theater 1. Held over for the final weekend in Theater Number 2, it's Disney's Hoppers, animated fun for the whole family. Hoppers, rated PG in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome back to the Coaches Show. We're in the spring now, of course, we have another spring sport in boys volleyball. So we have eight sports to cover, and we started at 8:30 with the two golfs, and we're going to continue on talking to the other six sports, and we're going to start things off here with Darby Biragon in baseball after this.
Stock up this week at the Country Butcher in Dawson on quality cuts and unbeatable prices. Fresh ribeye, $18 a pound. St. Louis-style ribs, just $4 a pound. Looking to fill your freezer? We've got you covered. Farm-raised Holstein Angus beef, just $4.90 a pound. Hanging weight includes processing. Cut exactly how you like it. Support local, eat well, and enjoy the difference quality makes. Stop by the Country Butcher. They're located on Main Street, Dawson. They're open 10 to 5:30 Tuesday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 1, closed Sunday and Monday. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
When Joseph and I decided we want to start a family, at CCM Health, they gave us the tools, they reassured us, and they gave us hope. The birthing suite was comfortable and it was spacious. I was able to labor in the bathtub. The postpartum suite felt like a home away from home. When I found out I was pregnant, I was overjoyed to finally become the mom that I wanted to be. Our experience was so great that we've already recommended CCM Health to other couples. CCM Health helped us start our family and live our life.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to baseball, and we're recording this because Darby's taken his son over the weekend to the state high school basketball season. That's good, father and son bonding there, Darby.
Yeah, you know, it's something that Rory and I started a few years ago, and we both really enjoy high school basketball, so we just kind of continue the tradition, and what a fun time of year, end of the basketball season, and we're going to jump right around back into baseball.
Right. Well, let's introduce your team for this year.
Sure, yep. We're going to be young this year, as we lost quite a few seniors from last year, and that's okay. Who's on the varsity team yet, so I'm just going to run through our 9 through 12, which we're right around 30 players, which is a good number to pick from. So we have three seniors, Malcolm Lilliard and Brant Schomer and Nolan Smith. Brant and Nolan bring some experience from last year's team. Malcolm, we're looking to depth and see what he can help us out with there. We have a pretty good junior class, but some of them have the injury bug going on right now. Grant Bierke is a junior. Jace DeLean has a shoulder injury that we're hoping to get him back at some point in the year to help out the team. Kaysen Heineke,
Gavin Myers, another junior with an injury. He's got a torn ACL from the summer football camp, so he hasn't been able to play many of his sports throughout. I know he's a hockey player throughout the season so far. We're hoping that he could maybe get back towards the end of the year of the baseball. Mortensen is our other junior. We have a good slew of sophomores, and they're working hard to earn a spot on the varsity level. So competition's a good thing, so we like that. Our sophomores are Bryson Danzizan, Jackson Fernolds, Angel Hernandez, Owen Meyer, Carter Moen, Alex Nyans, Evan Schliemann, Tanner Tilbury, and Max Young. And we have a good group of ninth graders, too, that are pushing everybody. So the coaching staff always talks about competition breeds good things, so we like what the ninth graders are bringing us. The ninth graders are Ryan Bierke, Hudson Kahn, Easton Fernholz, Colden Heineke, Nick Hoffman, Parker Culloff, Caden Ludebauer, York Maurer, Cooper Smith, Tyson Tilke, and Carter Young. And I can't forget our two managers, Talon Kranz and Thor Hewitt. They do a lot for us. Talon has really jumped into it, where he's even created his own stats program in spreadsheet Excel. So it's he's bouncing numbers back and forth with me quite a bit during the school day.
Good. And the coaching staff?
Yeah, coaching staff. So back for a year, who knows what, is Josh Benson. He's going to be the varsity assistant. Braden Kittleson with big news on him. And Mark Bierneld will be helping out with the 9 through 12 baseball when he can. He also wants to go watch his son Brock play at Crown College as much as possible, so he's going to be volunteering his time. And then at the junior high level, we have Brian Moen back for 20-some-plus years, as there was in the Western Guard. If you guys read that, it's a nice article of Brian and all the years he's put in for three sports at Lacaparle. And coming back to help is one of our former players, is Tyler Earp. So pretty excited about having Tyler come back, because he understands what we expect in our program, and he'll be able to help the junior high kids a little bit. And then Ryder Drugsma is also going to come back and help out when he can. He coached last year. He really enjoyed it. He just isn't able to make it a full-time commitment with his new job. So excited to have those three guys down there at junior high with the experience and the knowledge they have of the game.
Okay. Well, the question we always ask at this time of the season, the beginning of the season, is who looks good in the conference and then into the subsection and section?
Yeah, so the conference and subsection are really similar. A lot of the teams double up there, and as always, I hope that we're competing there. Just the youth we have, we don't know yet. Now, that's a good and a bad thing, as I've told some people. So we're hoping to be in that mix. The other teams, Dawson should be pretty solid again this year. Granite Falls brings back a good team. I think Mineota will be pretty strong. And then I'm not quite sure what McRae has. They lost some, but I think they have. So it could be interesting to see what they bring. As far as the full section down south, we get to see some teams down there. RTR will be pretty strong. They went to the state last year. Murray County Central would be good. They've had several young guys now come up, and they're probably juniors or seniors right now, and they're really solid ball players. And kind of a sneaky one, Grove. They had a couple of freshmen throwing last year and probably throwing harder than anybody in the section tournament. So I am curious to see what they'll be bringing this year.
Okay. Your home games for the varsity will be at Madison, and I think when the teams can field a JV team, they'll play in Appleton along with ninth graders as well.
Yep, that's correct. We'll have the JV games in Appleton, and when they can play at the same time as varsity. Just one wrinkle in that is that our JV coach, Braden Kittleson, and his wife, Emily, are expecting their first child here at the beginning of April sometime. I think. I could be wrong on that, so now I feel bad. It might be May. So, Braden, I apologize. But it might, depending on coaching availability, we might have to maneuver some games where the varsity and JV play at the same field at the same time. Mm-hmm. Junior high will also be over in Appleton. So okay. What a field for our junior high players to play on.
For sure. And it's nice to have lights, and only in Madison do you have the lights in case it goes into extra innings and stuff like that.
Yep, and if you look at our schedule, we start our games in Madison just a little bit later than most teams do, and that's because of the reason that we have done and keep playing. So it is a nice commodity to have that, but it's also really nice to have two really, really nice fields for the school to use, and most schools don't have that capability to play on two excellent fields.
Good. And you do have a tournament, sort of, in May, I believe?
Yep. I believe it's the second weekend in May is typically when you have it. I'm looking at the schedule right now. It would be May 9th, the Saturday, May 9th. Border West comes down every year and gets a couple games in. We used to have YME come in, but we ended up playing them 3-4 times a year, it almost seemed like. So we asked another team to come in, and Adrian came up last year to play in it, and they liked it so much that they wanted to come back and play again. So we'll be hosting Adrian and Border West on that tournament on May 9th.
Okay, well, that sounds good, and I know the coaching staff and the kids are raring to go. You were able to get outside one day this past week, but then the winter took over the rest of the week, but it's nice to get outside and throw the ball and catch the ball and fly balls and things like that.
It's worked up a pretty good sweat outside, and just a little bit longer toss. Right now we're restricted into the main gym where it's sideline to sideline on the bleachers, and I suppose that stretches out to be about 100 feet, which is just beyond the bases on a 90-foot base path. So yeah, they got to stretch it out a little bit more and let the arms free up a little bit. So that was a good deal on Wednesday. We got to hope for some more of those days coming along.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got another week and a half. I guess we won't be talking to you next week, but we will in 2 weeks after your first game, and let's talk about your schedule there a little bit.
Sounds good. Oh, right now, yeah, I'm sorry, Dick. Yeah, my fault. We open up at Hancock on April 7th, and then go to Ortonville on the 9th, of course, depending on the weather, and then we'll have our home opener against RCW Madison. After that, we have Benson and we have TMB, but it's all kind of really dependent on if the fields allow us to play and the weather, obviously.
That's right. All right. Well, I want to thank you for the talk this morning. Have fun at the state tournament, and best of luck. And we'll be talking on the Culture Show live every Saturday morning. Nice thing for you is that you can come down to the station and do it live.
Yep. Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate the coverage by Q92.
Okay. That's Darby Biergon on baseball. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show when we return.
It's official. Al's Mercantile in Dawson is now an authorized Milwaukee dealer. What does that mean for you? It means Al's Mercantile now stocks a wide variety of Milwaukee power tools, lawn tools, hand tools, plus gloves, eye protection, blades, bits, and all the accessories you need to get the job done right. And don't forget, look for monthly promotions to save even more. Al's Mercantile and Milwaukee, partnering together to help you do it best. Stop in today and be sure to follow Al's Mercantile on Facebook.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, March 27th through Monday, March 30th in Theater 1. It's a love story, Wuthering Heights, rated R. That's Wuthering Heights in Theater 1. Held over for the final weekend in Theater Number 2, it's Disney's Hoppers, animated fun for the whole family. Hoppers, rated PG in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
We appreciate the time and hard work spent every day by our local farmers. Carrie Harding at Southwest Insurance Services of Canby and Grinnell Mutual are dedicated to supporting all the farmers out there during this year's planting season. It's an honor to serve you with the quality insurance coverages you rely on. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Southwest Insurance Services of Canby at 507-223-7248 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef Top Sirloin Steak is $12.99 a pound.
Pick up 8 ounces of Poppet Mini Cucumbers, $2.99. Pound of fresh strawberries, yours for $2.99. At Jubilee Foods in Madison, your hometown grocer, where they bag your groceries and you carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's turn our attention to La Caparra Valley Softball with head coach Scott Sawatsky. And welcome back to the Coaches Show, Scott.
Hey, happy to be here. You know, I've been missing you, Paul.
Yeah, and, right.
You know, for about 9 months here, I've been looking to meet up again.
There we go. What year is this for you as head coach?
I think this is my fifth year.
Okay. And you were with the program, of course, before that as well, right?
No, I became the head coach in, I think it was 2022.
Okay.
So, yep.
Then you've had a lot of success. Go deep in the playoffs.
We've done all right.
Yeah, good. And before we talk about your team, we got to talk about the improvements at the softball field. It looks great, Scott.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Really, you know, want to thank the taxpayers for their support with all of our referendums. Of course, the softball facility is truly, you know, it's going to be one of, if not the nicest complexes around that we get to play in. So we're feeling very spoiled and very blessed.
That's right. And I get a new press box. I'm excited about that.
You do. And I've been up in there to take a look out, Paul. You've got a nice view onto the both fields if you need it.
All right. That's great. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about your team this year, Scott.
Yeah, so we, you know, last year we graduated six seniors that really contributed, heavy contributors to our team. So this is going to be, some might call it a rebuild, but I think we're built and ready for this, and I anticipate that there's going to be a lot of nice successes, and there's going to be some areas where we need to grow as well, and we'll continue to do that. It's kind of like a redo of what we had with last year's group. They came in when they were sophomores, and we went through some growing pains for a year, and then really had some nice successes. And I anticipate that to some degree that might be the same with this group, where we're going to really experience some next level stuff. And it's no longer the JV level, so the game speeds up. The IQ needs to be more enhanced, and they're just going to see higher level competition. But I think from the early signs, early indications this spring, as well as from summer play, we're going to be ready for it.
Okay, good. Well, let's go. You got the roster there in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do, yep. Right now, our seniors would include Abby Amland, Raya Borsted, Callie Kahn, and Christian Milbrandt. Looking forward to some strong leadership there and strong play from them. Our lone junior is Carson Wittenable. She'll be our shortstop for this year. I think, you know, Abby Amlin's going to be, going back to our seniors, she'll be competing for an outfield position. Raya Borsted's been an outfielder for us for a few years, and Callie Kahn as well. And then we move on to our sophomores, Aiden Bond. She was our starting catcher last year as a freshman, and she'll resume in that role this year as well. Eva Traeger, she kind of took over the second baseman role for us to some degree, but she's a flexible player for us where I, you know, if needed, I could put her behind the plate because she has some experience there as well. She can play anywhere in the infield and as well as the outfield. Sadie Zarbuck is our third baseman. She's really come on strong. She's got a cannon for an arm, has done a nice job over there for us. Maddie Geiser, she's a ninth grader. She is our first baseman. And then Maya Swatsky, of course, she was one of our significant contributor with her ACL injury. We will not have her this year, so that's a bummer, but we'll have some other girls that are looking to step up and fill that significant role. And then as far as some other girls that are going to be competing for some time, we have some sophomores, Carolyn Bakerberg, Tegan Conroy, McKenna Hansen, Faith Meyer, Addison Tilbury, and Lily Fernholz. And then we also have a few girls that we're going to be relying on heavily in the circle, and that is sophomore Riley Clark. freshman Ava DeLene and freshman Maya Mortensen. Those three not only will be fighting for some playing time, but those three we will be riding heavily in the circle, throwing strikes. And I just want to put a shout out to a lot of our girls in the program. I think one of the main purposes for success is you've got to have strong pitching. Mm-hmm. And those three girls that I just mentioned, I know put in a lot of work this winter. When they knew that Maya went down, they locked in and got a lot of throws in, as well as some of our junior high or C-squad players in Harlan Borsted, Kinsley DeLene, and Angel Lyons. And I'm going to shout out to a couple of our elementary girls, too, in Harper Tilbury and Hattie Biergon. So, these young kids know what it takes to have a successful program, and they're putting the work in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that roster, a lot of familiar names, a lot of names have already logged quite a bit of varsity innings, and so that's promising.
But, for sure.
Yeah, one of the things, though, is, as you mentioned, Maya unable to pitch because of a knee injury during basketball season. Your daughter, of course, and I had Maya as one of the best pitchers in Southwest Minnesota, and it's just heartbreaking. That's sports, I guess. You got to go with injuries and work through it. But my man, that just kind of changes the whole dynamic of the team, doesn't it, Scott?
It absolutely does. And we're trying to find the bright spot in this. For her, that's a really, she's got to dig deep for that. But we talk about her new role on the team as far as being encouraging, just being supportive of these other pitchers in particular, making sure that we all stay upbeat. And she's done a really nice job of that. Just knowing that from a team perspective, I do think that this might make us stronger here in the long run.
Long run, yeah.
We're going to have some more depth behind the circle because they're going to have to log some innings between Riley Clark and Ava DeLene and Maya Mortensen, and then just defensively we'll get better. And so I think if we look at it from a program wise, if we can find the bright spot, we're going to be okay and we're going to get stronger. And I think Maya will get stronger because of this as well.
All right. What grade is Maya in again?
Maya's a ninth grader.
Ninth grader, so next year a sophomore. And how's her recovery going from the knee surgery?
It's going well. She's plugging away. She's plugging away and happy to be a part of the team. So
good. Good. Maybe she can throw a headset on.
she'd probably do that for you, Paul.
All right. Good team there. Who's helping you coach this year, Scott?
So I've got Ryan Lee. I appreciate our school board gave us the support, baseball and softball, of having a lead assistant. And so Ryan Lee is going to be that's a new position, even though he volunteered for us in the past. But Ryan Lee will be our lead assistant. Sydney Clark will continue to be our C-squad coach. We only have one lower-level team, and I wouldn't mind rattling off those names, too. We've got Francis Casagnon, Adley Lund, Harlan Borsted, Isabella Benke, Chelsea Clark, Kata DeLene, Kinsley DeLene, Angel Lyons, Skylar Stock, and Cadence Tossel. And then also helping us out, Ryan Grunholtz is with us. He does a lot for us, but really focuses on our catchers. He was an all-conference catcher back in the day. So that's been a really nice asset, at least until farming really kicks in heavily. And then Riley, my daughter Riley Swatsky, is helping us out this year, locking in with our pitchers and anything else that we need her. So that's been a nice addition as well.
Oh, that's a great crew there, Scott.
Yeah, I'm very grateful, very appreciative, and we work well together and are able to bounce ideas off each other. So it's nice to have a team like that.
All right, let's look forward to the conference. Talk about the conference, maybe some of the teams favored there.
Yeah. So I think, I think with our team, things are uncertain right now. There's some unproven aspects of it, but I would like to think that we can be in the thick of things if we throw strikes. And I think the other strong teams are going to be Yellow Medicine East. They've got a seasoned pitcher who's a senior this year, and she's tougher than nails.
Bailey Sneller?
Bailey, yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Lakeview's got a nice up-and-coming team. I figure they threw an eighth grader last year that had some smoke behind her. And we, you know, with the potent lineup last year, we were able to sneak the win out, but she gave us all we needed. So I anticipate, and they've got three slap hitters in their lineup. And then, of course, Minneota Camby is going to be tougher than nails with Madison Hennen as a senior this year. She is arguably the best pitcher in the area.
Yep.
Section-wise. Yeah, I think section-wise, you know, YME, they'll probably be, I would anticipate, maybe favorites at this point in the north. KMS is back in our section. I'm not 100% sure, you know, what they have coming back, I guess, this year, but they went AA for a little bit, so they're back. And then in the south half, I anticipate Wabasso, who represented Section 3 at the state tournament last year. Tiffany does a nice job with their program. And then Southwest Christian is always, Andrew does a nice job down there. So I imagine they'll be in the thick of things. But I keep looking at Lakeview as they're scary. Bold has a nice pitcher in Flan. They'll be able to beat anybody if she's on. So there's some really good competition in this section, and I always feel like whoever comes out of it's got a really good shot at running the table at the state tournament.
Okay, when do you start your season? First game?
Yeah, first game is going to be on Tuesday, April 7th at home against CGB. So okay. They are, you know, CGB's got a nice program. They did lose some girls, but they've got some solid pitching. So we have a couple of our early games, or the first two, are not non-conference games. So CGB will be on April 7th, and then that following Monday the 13th will be a jaunt down to Slayton at MCC.
You're alma mater.
The hometown. I keep telling people they can keep looking for my statue, but nobody ever seems to find it. So.
All right. Anything else, Scott, you'd like to mention?
Just looking forward to a great year, and we'll yep. You know, I want to acknowledge our home run sponsors. I don't have the full complete list of them yet, so that'll be coming up on future coaches show as we get that finalized. Just really strong contributors to help us out with our program.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you for the report this morning, and have a great season, and we look forward to talking to you every Saturday.
Appreciate it, Paul. Take care.
Yeah. Scott Sobotsky, head coach of the La Caparra Valley softball team. We'll take a break, come back with more to Coach's Show after this. Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo. Whether you're getting ready for Easter or a vacation or staycation, Monica has it all. Whether you're looking for a cute dress for Easter, whether you're looking for a cute travel outfit or a cozy jog suit to stay home in, Monica's has it all. From shoes to boots to skirts to dresses to pants to jackets to jeans, you name it, I got it. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
For all your insurance needs, it's the La Caparra Mutual Insurance Company. La Caparra Mutual Insurance Company was organized in 1885 and is owned by the people it serves. If you need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home, contact the La Caparra Mutual Insurance Company. They're located on Main Street, Dawson. Talk with Peter or Vicki Strand. La Caparra Mutual Insurance Company, Dawson.
Canby Meat Center right on Canby's Main Street has some great specials for you again this week. You'll find USDA Choice Boneless Beef Ball Tip Sirloin Steak at $8.99 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Rump Roast, $6.99 a pound. Select variety of marinated pork chops, 10% off. Stop in and check out the seafood selection at Canby Meat Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5, 30 p.m., Saturday, 8 to noon. That's the Canby Meat Center. You can call them at 507-223-5292 and like them on Facebook.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to talk volleyball. That's right, boys volleyball with head coach Molly Hennen. And good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Paul.
Nice to have you back on the Coaches Show.
Yes, for sure. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be, a great season for the boys volleyball team out of Lockbrow Valley, right? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so the last 2 years, this is our third year with boys volleyball. The last 2 years we've been running it through community ed. So we've been kind of playing some local schools like Dawson and the Community Christian School in Wilmer. And then we also did a tournament in Sartell where we played Sartell, Brainerd, and then Dawson, Wilmer again. But this year the board passed this fall where we're going to make boys volleyball an official sport in the Minnesota State High School League, which is super exciting. This is the second year boys volleyball has been in the Minnesota State High School League, so it's super exciting for the boys. That this is what kind of they've been wanting, you know. That was our goal the whole time, just because, you know, they're so good and talented. So I'm really excited for them to kind of showcase their skills and how they play together. So, yeah, we just started practice the first week, or March 16th, and so we have a little while to practice before our first tournament in April, so we're super excited.
Yeah, so the Minnesota High School League, as you mentioned, this is the second year of organized, you know, approved volleyball, boys volleyball in the state. There's not really a lot of schools with boys volleyball as of right now, especially out in this area, right, Molly?
Yeah, for sure. I think Joe Brown did an interview with my boys our first practice, and I guess we're the second smallest team because it's one section right now, Section 6A. So we're all in one section, so most of our tournaments will be kind of suburbs of the cities. And so we're hoping by next year they're planning to have two sections, so we're hoping some other schools, like neighboring schools like Marshall or
yep,
you know, some of those closer schools will get boys volleyball, so we won't have to do so much driving for competition-wise. So
yeah. So how long have I know you've been involved in it? Your coaching staff, Andrew Schmidt, and others. You've been having this team to run through community ed before, right?
Yes. So the last 2 years we run through community ed. We had a JV team and a varsity team, and we just kind of set up some tournaments. Kind of just round robin tournaments, and then also we did some during the week, and then I know Andrew took just a varsity team to Burnsville to play at that volleyball warehouse, and they actually played a little bit tougher competition there. They still came out undefeated, but I know there was one team where they actually went three sets with, but they still won, so it did challenge them a little bit. But that was against like 16 U teams, which would be age 16 or younger, so they did get some experience there. I think they went sometime in June, so that was good for them. So
good,
they enjoyed that.
Okay, yep. Well, let's introduce your team to us if you have the roster there in front of you. Maybe talk a little bit about the guys, and yeah, this is really exciting news, and we'll talk about the schedule after you introduce your team to us, Molly.
Yeah, so I kind of combined JV, varsity. We're still kind of deciding teams, but we have Angel Alonzo, who's a sophomore, Elias Alonzo, a senior, Alsar Bisick, a ninth grader, Douglas Bruner, a senior, Rayson Casignan, a ninth grader, Rodson Casignan, a junior, Christian Giacchino, a junior, Matherick Giacchino, a ninth grader, Martin Emmis, a ninth grader, Thomas Emmis, an 11th grader, Johnny Heathen, 8th grade, Euston Heathen, sophomore, Jason Iwanis, junior, Abraham Gico, junior, Arson Gico, sophomore, Matthew Cassano, freshman, Kinson Coney, junior, Ian Nukafit, senior, Skenson Ponin, 8th grader, EJ Raymond, 10th grader, Jaden Redepenning, senior, Starson Rubin, 8th grade, and then Samirksen Sepanon, 10th grade. So 23 total for JV and varsity. So those will be the players that right now that will be a part of the Minnesota State High School League, and then we have some handful of 7th and 8th graders that will be on junior high, so they'll be coached by Janelle Boyum, who will do a couple of those tournaments run through community ed as well. So okay. They haven't started practice yet, but the last Tuesday of March is when they're going to practice, and they'll just do two practices a week. So.
Okay, so yeah, you got a junior high program, huh?
Yes, yep. Awesome. So that's kind of good. You know, our focus this year obviously is, you know, our JV varsity now that we are a part of the Minnesota State High School League, but it's still good to get those younger guys a little bit experienced, so just to do a couple tournaments and then have some practices as well. So
yeah, if you want the program to continue, you got to have a kind of a feeder program, right? Junior A program,
yeah.
And stuff. So good.
For sure.
Yep. All right, that sounds like a good group of guys there. How's practice?
Yeah.
How's practice been going?
It's been going good. It's kind of a change. You know, the last 2 years we just had practice 2 days a week, but now that it's, you know, a Minnesota State High School League sport, we practice every day besides Wednesdays they have off. And then we've been practicing in Appleton right now just because some of the other spring sports have been playing at the high school. But once, you know, the weather gets a little bit nicer or it stays nice, we'll be able to practice at the high school, so we'll have a little bit more gym space, especially when we practice JV varsity and junior high. That'll be about 30 guys or so. So it'll be nice to have that gym space to practice. But yeah, the boys are super excited. I can tell they're a lot more serious this year just because I think they know the expectations and competition is going to be a little higher. So I think they're super excited to have the support of the community and, you know, kind of,
yeah.
They have a lot to prove, so it'll be fun. I'm excited to watch them and
good.
See how successful they'll be. So.
All right. Why don't you explain to our listeners the section then or the conference that you're in, the section in your – you're not in a conference, are you?
No. It's kind of – yeah, just a section. So it's Section 6A. But, yeah, there's quite a few teams. Some that, like, I know we play – our tournaments are in Spring Lake Park, St. Michael, Albertville, Osseo, and then we have a week tournament on a Tuesday, May 5th, in Battle Lake, where we'll be playing Bemidji, so just kind of a halfway point for us in Bemidji. But yeah, at those tournaments, we'll play multiple different schools, quite a bit, you know, bigger schools, and so that'll be good competition, because I know a lot of those schools have been playing volleyball, you know, for a little bit longer against, you know, tougher competition, so I'm excited to see how they do against those teams, so it'll be fun.
So your schedule is tournaments like down in the cities then on the weekends, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
So like the first tournament, it's just a varsity only tournament, April 11th at Osseo, and then our next tournament is April 24th and 25th. So it's a 2-day tournament in Spring Lake Park, and that's JV and varsity. And then May 5th, it's on a Tuesday, we'll play at Battle Lake High School versus Bemidji, and that's JV and varsity. And then the last tournament we have scheduled is May 8th and 9th at St. Michael Albertville, and that's also JV and varsity. And then yeah, it'll be kind of playoffs, and then we might have to go up, you know, to Minneapolis, you know, on a random weekday, and then if we win, we'll have to go back up. So
okay.
It'll be a lot of time on the road, but
there
it'll
go.
Be
all right, yeah, that's and the hope is, you know, more schools out in western Minnesota here would begin boys volleyball programs, so then we could, you know, set something up like you have basketball. That's the goal, I'm guessing, huh?
Yes, I think that's what our hope is for next year. So,
all right,
yeah.
Talk about your coaching staff. Who's helping you out? You got managers or what?
Yes, so Andrew is. He has helped, you know, the program the last couple years. That'd be Hope Schmidt's husband. He is coaching JV and then assisting varsity. And then kind of Hope Schmidt is kind of doing a lot of the communication stuff with parents and the students and just doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And then she also will be at practice sometimes, so she's been super helpful. We have three managers, Rainey, Raymond, Morose Coney, and then Rosie Iwanis. So there are girls that, you know, have been a part of volleyball who expressed interest, because this is kind of new this year, too. We'll actually be taking stats this year, so we need a couple of managers to kind of help out with that. And then we'll be a part of huddle, too, just because huddle's, you know, a big thing now in sports where, you know, it will record their stats, and then the boys will be able to go back and watch their games, which will be good to kind of watch film on and stuff. So, yeah, we'll actually be recording, you know, all of that, and then sending it to newspapers every time we have a tournament. And then Janelle Boyum, who she's helped coach with me before as well, she'll be taking on the role of coaching junior high, so the 7th and 8th graders. And they'll be practicing through community ed. So, yeah.
Good. All right, we're excited to get the season going. And your first tournament is when again?
April 11th in Osseo.
In Osseo. Yep. Okay, playing the big boys.
Yep.
And show them what the boys on Western Minnesota can do out here, right?
Yeah, I know. We were kind of laughing, Andrew and I, like, if we end up hosting, you know, at Lac Apparel, we might have to host Minneapolis or something, and I'm sure they'll be like, where's Lac Apparel?
Yeah, Wayzata, Edina, all the big schools will have to come out. That'd be great.
Yep.
All right. Well, best of luck this year, and we'll have you on every once in a while here when you start your schedule, and you can keep us up to date on the boys' volleyball team then.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Molly Hennon, head coach of the Lac Apparel Valley boys volleyball team. We'll take a break and be back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
Come celebrate with us at The Vine. This Saturday, we're celebrating 1 year in business with an anniversary party and open house, and you're invited. Join us from 6 to 9 p.m. for live music, cocktails, and a first look at our beautiful new event and wedding space. We'll also have a few local vendors, light grazing boxes available, and a Western-inspired atmosphere. Whether you're planning a wedding or just looking for a fun night out, everyone is welcome. We can't wait to see you at The Vine.
Taking a look at some things going on around the area this weekend. The Vine over in the Dawson area will be having their anniversary party and open house 6 to 9 o'clock this evening with some live music with Bryce Dempsey, venue tours, local vendors. So check that out. Boyd Fire Department is hosting a pancake feed from 7:30 a.m. to noon today. The Easter Bunny will be over there about 10. Pancakes, eggs, sausage, coffee, and juice on the menu. It's by free will donation. Be at the Boyd Fire Hall. Sunday, the St. Leo Church is having an all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage supper from 5 until 7. This is a free will donation event. On Sunday, Palm Sunday brunch will be from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Madison VFW. On the menu, French toast, sausage links, fruit cup, orange juice, milk, and coffee. It's a free will donation event being hosted by the Madison Kiwanis, with proceeds going to the Strengthening the Family program at Lac Apparel Valley. Also Sunday, pork loin dinner at the Marietta Community Center will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bingo to follow at 1 p.m. On the menu, pork loin, mashed potatoes, gravy, glazed carrots, and all the trimmings. Takeouts will be available by calling 320-668-2187 on Sunday. It's a free will donation event sponsored by the Marietta Hometown Committee, with proceeds benefiting the community center in Marietta. One free bingo card will be included with your donation.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to talk boys tennis with head coach Austin Ireland. And good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, I tell you what, how many years have you been head coach for the Lac Apparel Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team?
This would be my sixth, 11 total. This is my sixth as a head coach.
Okay. Yeah, and I tell you what, you got some good returners back.
Yes, we do. And most importantly, we have 7 brand new tennis courts.
That's right. You didn't play on them last year, did you?
Nope. They weren't quite done yet. They were going to let it finish off, and they finished it off in the summer. So
you've been on the road, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to be the bad guys, but now we're good guys. We're heroes now, because we got we got some great community support, and it's really nice to see that. And you know, the school. A lot of improvements there. It's been really, really nice. We're very fortunate out here. So
you get some home matches then this spring.
Oh yeah, can't wait.
All right. Well, why don't you introduce your team to us, Austin?
Right on. So we'll start with our captains, and two seniors, captains, Hudson Geezy and Brody Nelson. They were a very solid one doubles for us last year. We lose our whole singles lineup, so some people are going to have to play some singles. We also have Thomas Belton, another senior, who's been out for a long time. He's played some second doubles for us last year. Aiden Manning, very good player, very savvy, very smart, very good athlete. He's another senior. Zane Gilman, good to have him back out again. It's always fun being around Zane. And then we have Cole Percy, who I don't know. I know Dr. Ben Case here, but he tore his ACL in basketball this season, so I don't know if he will be ready in time, but he's still here. And then on our junior class, we got Landon Hersom. This will be Landon's second year out. Hoping to get some varsity experience for him this year. And then we got Bentley Bergstrom. He's another up-and-comer. You know, this will be his first year. Sophomores, you know, we have Thatcher Johnson, great athlete. You know, he played some doubles. Got injured his foot towards the end of last year, but he's one who can play singles or doubles. Returning ladder winner, and we got Gannon Beasing. He's the first year out, but he's a really good athlete, really catching on. Got a great serve. I mean, for a kid who's been out, you know, 1 week, he's got a really good serve. We have a foreign exchange student this year, Pepe Martin from Spain. He looks to be one of the better players on the team. That's one of those things. You joke about it all the time, but you actually kind of get it. It's really very, very nice to have. We'll see how things go with him and the rest of the lineup. But we got some younger guys too. Aaron Will, he's ladder winner last year, played some doubles, played some singles too for us. We got Max Boston. He's another freshman. And then we have Carson Bergstrom, a seventh grader, but. Carson, again, not doctor, but he hurt his hip Fayette the other day, and it wasn't good, so I'm not really, again, I don't play a doctor or anything, but he might be out for the whole year, too. So out of the 14, we might have two guys on the IR all year.
Oh.
But what do you do? That's how it goes, and right. Before you know it, the season's over with. You know, we're about a nine-week season, so.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good squad this year, Austin.
Good group of guys.
So. All right. Talk about your schedule then.
Okay, yeah. So we actually have home matches this year. I had a talk with Zach. A lot of people wanted to come to us, and we kind of had to switch some things around. So it was that way, you know, you do a home, and then next year you go away. So we kind of had to switch some things around. So not everybody was here this year, so then we'd have to be on the road. But we start the year off with against Montevideo on April 9th. That's, you know, coming up sooner than we know it, and then we got that Worthington doubles tournament that Saturday. It's a pretty even split this year. It's just unreal having these home courts, and it's really nice. They put some new windscreens up, actually. It's got Lacaparl embroidered into it.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah. I sent it out to the other coaches, and a couple of them came back to me asking, you know, where'd they get that? So we're kind of the trendsetter.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's a great facility, that's for sure. So when's your first match then, Austin?
Thursday, April 9th. That'll be at Lacaparo Valley home. So.
Okay, good.
That'll be funny. Yeah, you know, we're in the West Central Conference. You know, Monty's a tough one in there. So Minnewaska, New London, those are the top ones in the conference. And then our section, you know, we're in 3A, so Redwood's a tough one, probably one of the top teams in there. And then Benson's another tough team, too, as well. So those are kind of the tough ones we've got to go through.
Okay, and section-wise, who looks tough then?
Yeah, Redwood, a solid one. You know, again, New London's in our section this year. That's kind of unfortunate. they were at North, so they're probably be the tougher ones. Montevideo should be strong again.
Okay.
They've run it up last year in our section, but no, it should be a good year. We also have Coach Brandon Hurley. He's here again, our assistant again. He's been doing this for just about as long as I have, so we've got a good group of people here. So
good. All right. Well, thanks for telling us about the team, Austin. And it's always exciting to get boys tennis underway. And good luck this year, then.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and probably no need to talk to you next Saturday because you don't have a match, right? You got your first match is the 9th. Okay. So we'll talk to you on April 11th then.
Perfect. Thanks, Paul.
All right, Austin Ireland, head coach of the Lacaparl Valley Dawson Boyd. Well, good guys now. Boys tennis team.
back here at the studio. That concludes all the spring coaches, and we have eight sports in the spring. So we start normally at 8:30 now, but next week, because we've had all the coaches on, no games or no events for the varsity next week, we're going to start at 9 o'clock, and we're going to have a nice surprise for you. We're going to interview a couple alumni, so tune in on at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning to hear those two interviews. And following that, every Saturday morning at 8:30, we'll hear the golf reports and then finish out the rest of the sports. So, a couple of Dick Newman sick jokes here. The other day, I ran into a guy who sold me some tickets to Disney World. You know what? It's a small world. My superpower is that I can see inside a wrapped present. It's a gift. And finally, I want to learn how to sew, but it's not as easy as it seems. Well, thanks. That concludes the Culture Show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
It's 9:56. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
Major arrest. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Tiger Woods now out on bail after his arrest on DUI charges in South Florida on Friday following a rollover crash.
The 50-year-old golf legend, he left jail just before midnight last night. He had to spend 8 hours behind bars after being arrested and charged with DUI. The sheriff's office says Woods was traveling at a high rate of speed when his SUV collided with another car. That caused Woods' vehicle to roll over onto the driver's side. His new mugshot, his eyes looking a little red and glazed over.
They did several tests on him. Of course, he did explain the injuries and the surgeries that he had. We did take that into account. But they did do some in-depth roadside tests. Again, he was lethargic on scene, but that, we believe, was because of what he was intoxicated on.
Officers say Woods blew triple zeros for alcohol, meaning he was not drinking, but refused to give a urine sample. So police believe he was under some influence of medication or drugs.
Fox's Chan Lee Painter. House lawmakers passing their own DHS funding bill overnight.
House stopgap bill will fund the Department of Homeland Security for 60 days, but it will almost certainly be blocked in the Senate, where Democrats have continually made it clear they won't accept any plan that does not include reforms for ICE and CBP. This was a significant revolt by House Republicans who felt like they were being jammed by the Senate before a two-week recess. More than 3,400 TSA workers called out on Thursday. That amounts to a nearly 12% national call-out rate, the highest since the shutdown began. TSA workers should be seeing some relief next week, though, thanks to an executive order issued by the president to get them paid. The president declared the situation a national emergency, saying the long wait times and declining morale among TSA workers compromise the country's security.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. TSA workers could start seeing back paychecks by Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox.